Yudalef Amud Alef, the Mishnah. Moshe HaKtoris Mayu Oshinba. They had every year, inevitably, Ktoris left over, because the Ktoris was made to have 365 portions, and the regular year, there was only 354 days in the year. So there's always leftover Ktoris. So Mayu Oshinba. Mafrishin Mimena Schar HaUmnin. What they did is they separated the amount of Ktoris that would pay for the schar of the umnin. Now the umnin could be the ones who built in the Beis HaMikdash, so that would pay the workers. So they took off the amount of Ktoris that would be equal to their pay. Umechalin oso almos haumnin, kenosin oso leumnin, the scharim. And the Gemara explained exactly what happened over here, because it sounds like you machalo the Ktoris on the money and give that money to the umnin, which is impossible. The chosen velochin also mitruma chadash, and then you buy back the Ktoris from them from money from the truma chadash, so you can use it for the coming year. The imba chodesh bismano chadash bismano lochin also mitruma chadash. The imla bin ayishana. They had money from the Truma Chadasha, then they bought it from the new Shkalim, and if they didn't, they bought it from the old Shkalim. See, one second, the Gemara explains the whole Mishnah. So the Takhmi Charitin, Mosra Ktoris, Mashanisha B'chol Shana, She'in L'chol Shana, She'in B'mosra Ktoris, Hoysa Shin Samaches Monim. There was 368 portions of the Ktoris. Shin Samachei Kaminya Mosra Chama, 365 for the days of the solar year. The gimel monim shein machnis kohen gadol lochofen biyom kippurim, and three extra monim for the kohen gadol to take his fistful of ktoris and put it on the gicholim inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Veloyom machnisin kulo bechofnav. He didn't take all of it in his, but he took from the three monim one fistful. The gam bechol shana pshuta hayom moser sheshnasa pshuta shin nundal yom. In a regular year, there was only 354 days. And even in a leap year, what's it called, is they had extra ketores for the leap year. Mafrishim imenu kolomar min moser haketores kedei schar ha'umnin. They took from the what was left over from the ketores, equal to what they owed the workers. Mechalin also mashapirishim imoser haketores, right? Mashapirishim imoser haketores. The mechalal almos ha'umnin solka daitich almos tehektish hashayochim litin le'umnin. Here the Gemara is going to think that it's talking that you took money from the Berekabayis, or money from the Lishka, and you're going to pay the Umnin with that Kodesh money, and you're Mechalel the Ktoris on that money. The Gemara's answer is impossible, both are Kodesh. The notion of Sa, Hainu Mosra Ktoris L'Umnin Mishkar, and then you gave the Ktoris, which now is Chulin, to the Umnin in their Schar, and you brought it back from them. The chosen velochin also mitruma chadasha. If you called them Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they did it before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In other words, they brought their shkolim early. Shehu's man truma chadasha lochin also mehem me truma chadasha. V'imlad man ayishana. They would buy the ktoris either from the truma chadasha, or they buy it back from the truma yishana if there weren't yet shkolim from the truma chadasha. Now the Gemara says velo nimtza hektish mechshal al hektish. Now, we thought in the beginning that we're taking Kodesh money and be Mechalo the Ktoris on that money. So that's impossible. Hektish can't be Mechal on Hektish. Hektish, the idea is that the Kedusha goes on to something that's not Kodesh. But if both things are Kodesh, the Kedusha has no place to transfer. Amrav Shimon bar Bisna, Navy Mos, Mechal and Arabinyon. No, what they do is the following. It's a bigger process. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, when they built additions or whatever, they built it b'chol. They didn't build it as kodesh. They built it chol. Then they took money from the whatever the money came from, the lishka, the kabayis, whatever that thing was for, and they were mechalal the kodesh money on the binyan. So the kedusha now transferred to the binyan, and the binyan's now kodesh, and the money is chulin. That money, they what's it called now, were mechalal the ktoris on that money. That money is not kodesh anymore. That money is chulin. So the mechal the ktoris on that money, the kedusha now went on the money, and the ktoris is chulin. Then they what's it called paid the umnin with that ktoris, and then they bought it back from them what's it called, with shkalim from the new truma. So now that ktores was able to be used for the coming year, right? And if it didn't have new truma, then the Gemara discussed what they did with it. They bought it from the old truma. They couldn't bring it for ktores for the. So what did they do with that ktores? That we'll see. Umechalin al binyan umevi ktores umechal alehen. Then they brought the ktores and mechal the ktores on the money which was now chulin, because the kedusha of the money transferred to the building. The building was kodesh, the money was chulin, the ktoris was still kodesh. They transferred the kedusha of the ktoris onto this money. The notion also the umnim bischarin. They gave the ktoris to the umnim, and then they bought it back from the umnim either with new shkalim, and then they used it for the ktoris for the coming year, or they bought it with old shkalim. Okay, now osin hamos mayasabahen. What do they do with the money? The money, the maisa, was kodesh. Right? The money that they originally took from Derek Habayis, let's say, and were mechalal it on the binyan, right? And then they were mechalal that money that was now chulin on the ktoris was kodesh. What do they do with that money? It's the money that they were mechalal the ktoris on. What do they do with it? Rabbi Omer Omer Ani Nosim Lebeis Garmu Lebeis Aftinis Shoyu Bekiyim Bepitim Aktoris. That money they gave to the what's it called to the people who made the ktoris or taught how to make the ktoris, and the ones who made the lechem aponim, they gave it to them in their wages. Okay. Omrav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok Vehein Yiyu Chayovim Lehem Mos Mishari Shalna. That's only if they were chayiv to pay them from last year, because now this money was basically mechulal on the ktoris, which was from last year's what's it called truma. So they could pay them with it because their schar, like we learned before, the schar of people who prepared the karbanos is part of tzorchei karbanos. So you could pay their wages with that money, but you could only pay their wages for last year with that money because you're paying them for what from last year's truma. You can't use last year's truma for money that they're chayiv this year. So if they were chayiv for them from last year, then you can use that money to pay their wages. Rabbi Chia Barbo boy lohayu chayovim mos mishori shona. What happens if they weren't chayiv from last year? So you can't give them last year's truma for this coming year's work. So what do you use the money for? So also Rabbi Bo b'shem Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Then you use it for olos to be brought in the mizbeach when it wasn't in use. Velo nimtza hegdish mischal al hegdish because olka daitif the madik tani al schar ha umnim haynu mashen notlim in a hegdish litein lo umnim bischara velachein porach vayim hegdish. That at this point we think that you took money from hegdish to pay the umnim, and you're mechalal the ktoris on that money. That's impossible. Both are kodesh. Hachi garshin Rav Shimon bar Bisna, maybe mos mechalal na binyan. The hachi amrim bavli meseches mila. Omer Shmuel bonim bechol v'achak makdishin. When they built additions in the Beis Hamikdash or whatever they had to repair, they did it bechol. They used it with chol money. Okay, they bought the materials and everything was done bechol, not with kodesh. So it was always chol. And then Kolomar Kishahin Bonim the Dedek Habayis, so you konim kol tzorchi adin mimos chulin. They buy all the materials with chulin, so it was all chol. Ulachar shenigmar hayu makdishin also, right? And after it was finished, then they were makdishin. How shoyimavim moshal hektish kashir dmei kol abinyan? They bring money from hektish that was equal to the whole worth of the whole binyan. The hashevach sheishbichu haumnim bebinyan and everything that the umnim made better. Right, and those materials plus the fact that now it's built up, it's worth more. A house is worth more than the stones that go into it, because the work also is worth something. Halola kedusha sheyesh b'mos halolo al habinyan. The Omar shetochul hakedusha sheyesh b'mos halolo al binyan. And they say whatever the kedusha is in this money should now transfer to the binyan. The binyan now is kodesh, and the money is chulin. And with that money, they now paid the umnin. My time, mandim is nadiv mos mekadish lehu. The omer techel kedushas mos abinyan. The yoiv lehu leumnim bischorin. That's when people give money. That's what they have intention to. They want their money to go to basically be transferring the kedusha to the binyan, and then the money itself be used to pay for the workers. When a person gives money, he makes it kodesh right away. The money becomes kodesh. The kivin the mekadesh lehu shuv eino yochol liknos b'hem dover shel chulin. The hedya, you can't go and use that kodesh money to buy something chulin. You're going to use it to build in the mikdash, right? Because you can't go and buy materials right from home center with kodesh money. Lefisha mocher hayom moel b'hem because it'll be meila. Therefore you have to say that I'm buying it with chulin money, and then you take the kodesh money and transfer the kedusha to the binyan when it's finished. Shehei mechal and kodesh shavoli de amocher. Okay, mosrak toris mayu osin. Now the Gemara says, so what do they do with the mosrak toris? Mafrishu mimenu mimosrak toris keneged shchar ha'omnin. So what they did with the extra ketores is they separated as much ketores as was needed to pay the workers who were building. Okay, so instead of stam taking what's it called the mos that were kodesh, they paid them with ketores, and that way they got the ketores, we'll see, to become chulin, bought it back with kodesh, and used it again for the next year. The kasolka daitech la'alter shekranu tzorchi abinyan miyad hayu mechalin mos hektish b'shas kniya al ha'etzim v'al avonim v'al kor tzorchi abinyan shekranu u'porim. Right, and now the Gemara thinks that first they make the binyan kodesh, and then they're mechalo the binyan on the ketores. That's impossible, because both are kodesh. Avalos chara umnin sheboni b'binyan shakol hayu kodesh chutz min ha'sheva shayu mashbichin b'chol yom. Everything was kodesh since they bought the materials with kodesh. It all was kodesh to begin with, except for what they built extra every day. That was chol. Uvechol yom hayu gizber maybe mos hektish kashir ha'shevach. This is what the Gemara thought. And every day they would bring more money and be mechalel the money which have hektish on the new thing that was built, on the new part that was built. Sheishbichu bolsa yom, v'haynu taima da'osim b'chol yom, v'haynu taima mishum da'omru le'el, mandim esnadim mos, because a person gives mos, he wants his money to be used right away for kodesh. V'haya mos chulin v'abinyin kodesh, and then the mos would become chulin, and the binyin would be kodesh. Avaloha yaha gizber nosin le'mamos la'alter, didn't pay them immediately, the workers were only paid in the end. The shechira say to mishalem is l'albasof, you don't pay a worker till he finishes the job, you don't pay him in advance. Kishiyig marabinyan, v'adayin lohayasham mosar aktoris al hamos. And now there was no mosar aktoris to be mechal on the mos. Avakshmagia nisan, when the work was finished, the year was up. Now you want to pay the workers, right? So now the end of the year, beginning of a new year, shiyesham mosar aktoris. So there's leftover aktoris. The year starts in nisan and ends in adar. So that's when you have the extra aktoris. Now you have to buy new aktoris for the coming year. That's when there's extra ketores. Should shrichim lelachem mitrumah chadasha. You can't use the ketores from last year for this year because it was bought from last year's truma. So you have to have ketores that's going to be bought from this year's truma. So what do you do? Mechal and also mosar ketores aloson mos chulin sheyesh biyad gizber. You mechal the ketores on the chulin money that the gizber has, which was mechulal on the binyan. Shechilal al hashevach sheishbichu omnim. V'havi haktoris chol. Now the ktoris becomes chol. V'hamos chazul kedushasim. Then the money becomes kodesh. Kibetchila, as they were to begin with, before you were mechalim on the binyan. V'chozin v'lochin. And then you bought the ktoris from the new shkolim, and now you can bring it for the new year. Uparech v'amai lichlei abinyan. Right, now the Gemara is asked, why do that on the binyan? Right, the Yisrael Kedai Kedomer Shmuel Bonim Bechol V'Yachar Magdishin Lichle the Torah Sabinyan Atzmo V'Amay Mafrishin. Right, so Mara's question is, right, if you build the whole thing Bechol, so then why do you have to be Mafrish the Torah? This is a different gear than we have here because we don't have this kasha. Right, Mashani Deleka Binyan Shelo Bonu Olsam Klum. Right, there's no binyan that's totally chol. Because as they build, they're makdish it. The only thing they're not makdish is what they build day by day. That, every day, is mukdish. The ho al mos ha umning tani. Alma de bonu binyan, meshani de leka binyan kashir mos. This is all the Gemara. I think it's the Bavli. This is what the Bavli says. And that they didn't have enough binyan, they didn't have enough repairs to cover the salaries of the umnin, or to cover the ketores. So they brought most from dedekabayis equal to the salary, which was kodesh. And then the machal of that most on the binyan, so the binyan now became kodesh, and the most became chulin. When it was finished, now it's possible for kedusha to be chal on the binyan that was built. Omer teicho kedusha samos abinyan. This is Bavli. It's not what our sugya says, but it explains it a little bit more in depth. What happened over here? Umedik toris, hainu mosrak toris. And now, then they brought the mosrak toris of an equal value of the money. And then a mechalo the ketores on the money which was now kol, because the kedusha of the money went to the binyan. They gave the ketores now in payment for the wages. They paid the wages in ketores. And the money goes back to the Truma Yishana, because that's where this Ketores came from. So when the Truma Yishana, we know, was used for various things, right? Things that were left over from the Shiori HaLishka, or Shiori HaTruma. Kepirish HaRambam. L'chein lo garsin in hocha osin mos mayasabahem. Depshita deshaim mosrak Torah salehen v'azil Truma Yishana. There's no question what you use the money for, right? When the money that you are machal of the Ketores on has the same din as the Ketores, you give it to whatever you use now the Truma Yishana for. Okay, Omar Rebbe, Omar Ani Yitnu Lebeis Garmu. Kolomer, the Rebbe lo nichalei shiyavo aktores liyad umne abinyan. The Rebbe holds, the way he learns is, the Taklin Chadetin, that Rebbe argues and says, you don't give the Ketores to the umnin who built as their wages, and then buy it back from them. But you give it rather to the people who instructed how to make the Ketores. You pay them, you pay their wages, not the builders. You don't pay the builders with Ketores. You pay the Ketores people with Ketores. Rakdavka liyad umni haKetores. Usvarele demashikosim asnishin almos haumnin, when it says in the Mishnah that you are mechalid on the wages of the umnin, it doesn't mean the builders. It means the umnin who are involved in making the Ketores. Afagav the omer stam umnin, yinosin le umni haKetores. You pay them for last year's wages for making the Ketores. And then you buy back the Ketores from the new Truma and use it for the coming year. Okay, so the only difference between Rebbe and the first man, the Omer, is that the Mishnah, according to Rebbe, is not talking about the people who build the Mikdash, but the people who make the Ketores. It's those Umnit. That's only if you owed him for last year's wages. Then you can, what's it called? Then we know what we do with it. Whatever you do with last year's truma. Then you can take last year's ketores and mechalal it on this money and give the money to truma yishana. But if they didn't owe them money from last year, so they owe money for this year, you can't use last year's ketores to pay this year's wages. What happens if they didn't owe them money for last year? See, now you want to pay them this year's wages, you can't pay them with last year's ketores. So what do you do? Mahu. You're being mechaled on money from the new truma. How could you do that? You're being mechaled ketores of last year on new truma money. They can't do that. Then came to mechaled on mosrak ketores, shumi truma yishana, v'nasu hamos kodesh, osun mos yasim. What do you do with it? Right? You can't give them any more to truma yishana because it came originally from truma chadosh. They're paying wages for the coming year. The lachzira l'truma yishar the lo mishtaver. Kiven she not lumi truma chadoshi. You took them out of the truma chadoshi to pay for the wages of this year, not the wages of last year. The lika chaktoris mea umen tzarech mitruma chadoshi. You have to buy the ktoris from the umen from this year's truma because you want to use it for this year. If you didn't have to buy it from this year's truma, you could have left it the way it was and just used it. The hein chalipi mosra ktoris di yishar. And the ma'isa, though, if you're going to use last year's money, basically, because that's what you're paying. You're paying what's it called this year's wages with this year's money. How in the world are you going to be mechal the kedusha from last year's ktoris on that? Well, boy, the Rebbe, the Reb Shimon, what is this? Barbo, who is this? Avshalom. Shimon ben Beseira, Avshalom hoyim agia leumni abinyam mishor rishona, v'nosim lohem melishkas berekabayis, mimashi agia achshav shaper yuchlu mos berekabayis, hanisbosim b'mosar aktoris, lipo letruma yishona. Kemo ilu hoyim agia lohem mishor rishona, ni berekabayis. Mashenkin le Rebbe. The question is only on Rebbe. Because Reb Shimon holds that you don't use money from the Truma Salishka, from the what's it called, the Truma. You use money from Bedekabayas to what's it called, to buy back the Torahs. So Bedekabayas is no difference between this year and last year. But according to Rebbe, that you use money from the Truma, so him it makes a difference if you use it from this year's Truma or last year's Truma. So the question is according to Rebbe. Also Rebun, Makitsum Benesim is Beach. And he said, what do you do with the money? Can't put it back in the Truma Yeshana because it came from the Truma Chadasha. So what do you do with it? You make olos for this year from Ketzam Mizbeach. Kivin dehim chalipi mosik torah shabami Truma Yeshana sheshiareh leketzam Mizbeach v'chein mekaitzam Mizbeach. Since the Torah was from the Truma Yeshana, you use it for what the Shiore Truma Yeshana is used for, Ketz olos for Ketzam Mizbeach. Okay. Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen Bo Komi Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Bo Bar Kohen asked this shail in front of Rabbi Yose. Mechal Fashitid Rabchia Barbo. Rabchia Barbo is Sosa himself. He goes against his own Shita. Tamon Srichale, the Kop Shitale. Okay, so the Takan Charitin learns very different than the other Mepharshim here. That's what we're going to learn. So we'll see what he says. He says, "Ha de tzricha le bechli shareis, ha de pshita le bekeitz lemizbeach." He says like this: "Taman pshita le v'hocha tzricha le v'nira de koya sugya de leil." Taman Chanan learns this is going back on the original, what's it called, the sugya on the omid before. That what happened? Gabi beirutze yavesh. They had the case where you had dry measure that was extra more than the kli, if it becomes kodesh or not. The Kamar Sham, Boy Rabchia Barba, Ad Kedain Beirure Lach, Afilu Beirure Yavish. He asked, what's it called? This halach applies to Beirut Se Lach. What about Beirut Se Yavish? That he asked the Shail. Right? Are Beirut Se Yavish, what sticks out of the Kli, is it Kodesh or not? Okay. So the Gemara's answer was Yipulu Ketzam Mizbeach. That what's left, the Beirut and go to Ketzam Mizbeach. That was the Pshitas over there. Rabchia Barba held that what's left over in the Kli Shareis, even dry measure, goes to buy olos. The Pshitalei Sham beBeirut Seyavesh Afagav Shehein Chol, even though by the Kli Chol, by the Kli Shareis of what's it called of dry measures, either they weren't Mekadeshit, or they were only Mekadesh the inside, not the outside, and therefore what was stacked up never became Kodesh. Still, even though it's not Kodesh, it goes to what's it called to Ketzam Mizbeach, the Asila Ketzam Mizbeach, the Hacha Misapkele. And here he's not sure, since the Ketores is now not Kodesh, what do you do with it? What do you do with the old Ketores, with the money from the old Ketores? And here he's not sure, he's a Sophic, what do you use it for? Umeshani, Hode Pshitele Bekli Shores, the Shom Beirut Se Yovish Akop Nai Heim Bekli Shores. By the Beirut Se Yavesh, at least they're in a Kli Shareis. So what's above it may not be Kodesh, but that also goes to Ketzam Mizbeach. Since it's all part of something that was in a Kli Shareis, it goes to Ketzam Mizbeach. Umashu Bifnim Kidshu. What's inside the Kli is Vari Kodesh. It's only what's outside the Kli is not. Rak the Beirut Shem Sfar, the Rabbi Akiva, the Lo Kodesh Lu. The Gam Kain Din Kodesh Lahem. Howsoever, we give them a Din Kodesh, that what's it called, that that it goes with Kates on Mizbeah. Dim Yesh Zevach, Benitzlu, Belina, Ulahachi, the Kates on Mizbeah. Masha Ein Kain Hocha, the Chadman, the Omer Psulei. Right, but here over here, though, if you make Torahs, we'll see one second that the Gemara is going to say what the case is. We didn't get to the case yet. The case is where you made Torahs Bechulin. They're not Kodesh. What do you use it for? Right? V'achein mesapkalei magitzrichalei. Therefore, is mesupik, what do you do with that Ktores that you made Bechulin? Hainu b'chai gavnish nispatma Ktores b'chol, the pligi b'zeh, yiksheri b'suva, mesapkalei b'domin, yiosi l'keshon azdech, hello. When you take the Ktores and you mechal it on money, what do you use that money for? The Ktores that was made Bechulin. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what it was. Where's the case? Dispalgun, because the machlok is pitma bechulin. What if you made the ktoris in a kli chol? You made ktoris, but you didn't make it in a kli kodesh. So what do you, and now, right, pitma bechulin. Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Chanina omar psula. So Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Chanina says that it's possible. Can't make ktoris in a kli chol. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omar ksheira. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's kosher. My time is Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Chanina. What's the reason why it's possible, according to him? Right? Because it says Kodesh he. Shetehe haviyosu bekodesh. Look, I'll be the Torah, it says Kodesh he. That means it should be Kodesh from the time that you put it in the Kli. And if it's a Kli Chol, it doesn't become Kodesh from the time you put it in the Kli, and therefore it's possible. My time is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kodesh he. Shetehe bo mitruma salishka. It's Kodesh, and you have to buy the Torah from Truma salishka. But not that it has to be made in the Kli Shoris. He learns the limud, a different limud. Omar Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Bun, Ashid Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Kishmuel, or Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokus, whether if you make Torahs in a Kli Chol, if it becomes Kodesh or not, right, if it, what's it called, if it's kosher or not, right, is a machlokus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Yetaninan, Hamakdish Nechosav. Persons makdish his own personal property, and they're things that are fit for a carbon sibor. Now normally things that are fit for a carbon sibor could be animals that are tmimin, that are not bali mumin, right, or wine or oil. But the Mishnah over there mentions all those things. So what are the things that are royal the carbon sibor that aren't mentioned, the animals or whatever? So Mara says Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ktoris. That which is roy le korban sibur's ktoris, mashma. If you made ktoris in your house, in your own kalim, right, it could be used for the mikdash. It's roy le korbanus, roy for using as ktoris. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan held that ktoris made in a kli chol is what's it called is kosher. Amr Boshia tifter beuman mishel beisavtinus sheinotul bischaro ktoris. Right, no, it's talking about somebody who, what's it called, got the Ktoris as his schar, and it was Ktoris that originally was made in the Kli Kodesh. But in any case, the Gemara says that, but Yochanan said, though, it's talking about a regular, what's it called, guy who made Ktoris in his own Kalim. Not people from, what's it called, Beis Aftinus. So he held, as you make Ktoris in a Kli Chol, it's kosher. And Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Rechani holds like Shmuel, the Amr Avuna b'shem Shmuel, Machtesh es osu osu kikli sharis l'kodesh. The Machtesh es, which they ground, the summon for the Ktoris, was a kli sharis. Because you had to make it in the kli sharis. Even the grinding, right, the grinder had to be a kli sharis. Yispalgun, because there's a machlokes pitma bechol the kli chol. If you made the ktoris in a kli chol, so is it kosher or not? So well, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina said that it's not kodesh, it's not kosher, because kodeshi, it has to be kodesh from the time you start making it, meaning you put it into a kli sharis. The taviyoso be kodesh, you have to start out kodesh. Michibas mitevas hi dorishla sheyek bechli kodesh the imla psuva. That's how the Gemara learned Bavli learns the same thing. Kodesh he, it has to be Kodesh from the time you start, and that's only Shaykh if you put it into a Klisharis. mitruma shalishka av pshit pitma bechol kshera. And Rabbi Chanina, no, that's what's it called, Rav Huna, held that what's it called, that it doesn't have to be made in a, just yeah, Rav Huna holds it has to be made in a, and Rabbi Chanina holds that what's it called, didn't have to be made in a Kli Kodesh, and the Kodesh he is to tell me that you buy it from the Trumas Halishka, but not that it has to be made in a Kli Kodesh. Aval Pitten Bechol Kshera. Titania, the Sefer Masnisen, Ru'uyim the Korbanos Sibur, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ktoris, Hain Ru'uyim the Korban Sibur. Which things, if a person's Makdish, his own personal property, and there are things in there that are fit to be brought as a Korban Sibur, what is that referring to? Rabbi Yochanan said Ktoris. Right? Why? To behema the Inech Achrini Hatani Lahu. The Mishnah mentions all the other things. If there were animals and wine and oil, so what's left that's still roy for a korban tzibur that wasn't mentioned? So Rabbi Yochanan said ketores. Ru'uyin liyachid kamal tzibur. Elav korcha ketores dein ru'uya ela tzibur. Ketores you don't bring as a yachid. All the other things you can bring as a korban yachid or korban tzibur. Ketores is only a korban tzibur. There's no such thing as ketores that comes from a yachid. Hari diktores in his batma b'chol ksheira. Do anich se chulin hayu. The asik Rabbi Shimon Levi the kashir Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina. So Mara says no, it's not talking about a regular person who is makdish his regular chol ktoris, but it's talking about the special case, the umin who got his schar in ktoris, which was kodesh, it was made in a klisharis. V'nispat ma bekodesh, v'lo garsin shal beis avtinas. We don't here have the girsa that we have that it's the people of beis avtinas of beis garmu. Right, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that it's talking about a special person, any person. The koyak kol mi shehikdish nechasav, the lo mestaber lo okmei vesavtinis lechud, the gam hor Rebbe lechud who disfar lehach. Only Rebbe holds you have to pay the people of vesavtinis. According to the what's it called, the other sheet is you could pay anybody. All the workers in the vesavtinis were paid with ketores, not just the people from vesavtinis. The inosin lo umne beis avtinas of Reb Shimon bar Bishna, the stam of the masnisin lo umnin stam toni, dainu umni abinyan. So it doesn't say dafka them, it means any umnin who got paid with ketores, they're the ones who are makdish to the royal mizbeah, because originally it was made in a kli kodesh. Kli shoris the kodesh, and the Shmuel held, no, it has to be made in a kli shoris. And because he said the machteshes, the grinder, right, that the what's it called, that they made the ketores, that they ground the ketores in, was a klisharis. Al medafka klisharis ba'inan uvechol psula. Okay, so Mara says now, if that's the case, that they had to make a ketores and a klisharis, so the ketores was kedusha saguf. Anything that's niskadish in a klisharis says kedusha saguf. It's not just kodesh for its worth, it's mamish kodesh, like a korban. Okay, Omer Rav Yossi bei Rabbi Boom. Omer Rav Chuna kumei Rav Yossi. I heard Rav Chuna ask in front of Rav Yossi, "Dover shekodesh b'chlisharis nifta." If the ketores has to be made in the klisharis, that means it gets kedusha saguf. How could you repode it? You can only repode the things that are kodesh for their value, so then you can exchange the value. But you can't repode a korban, right? That the kedusha saguf should go off to on money. It's impossible. It's two different kedushas. One's kedushas haguf and one's kedushas dami. So how can you transfer kedushas haguf onto money? Doesn't work. What do you have to do? You have to wait till the korban becomes pasul, gets a mum. Now it's not kodesh legufo anymore. You can't bring on the mizbeach. So what's worth kodesh? The money. It's worth. Now you can transfer that worth on something else. But you can't be poda something with kedushas haguf on money. So how could you be poda the ketores on the binyan, right? When what's it called? When the ketores is kedusha saguf, according to that man the Omer who says the ketores has been made in a klisharis, the ketores is kedusha saguf. How can you transfer kedusha saguf onto money, and that the kedusha should go away? Omerlei the lo de Shmuel, the whole reason that we're asking this question is because of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who holds the ketores is made in a klisharis, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't have to be made. It's only kedusha stami. So there's no question. The question is only according to Shmuel. The Shmuel Omer Kalu b'Moser dispalgun hosiru the Moser. Shmuel himself holds as a special kula by things that were left over, that even if they have Kedusha Saguv, you can, what's it called, you can be pulled to them. We'll see once again how that works. So the question is not a question. The question is only on Shmuel, and Shmuel himself holds that things that are left over never got Kedusha Saguv. And in other words, when the Kedusha Saguv came, it came on condition that they needed. If it wasn't needed, it never became Kedusha Saguv, only Kedusha Dami. That's what Shmuel said. Dispalgun, because it's Machlokas. And Shmuel, we'll see, here's where Shmuel holds that anything left over never got Kedusha Saguv. Hosiru Tmimim. What happens every year? There were four, sheep that were left over from the Truma Yishana that couldn't be brought this coming year. Right? This is the Takon Chavin, he explains why. Dover should kiddish be klishoris nifte porich. The Iri be mispatin be klishoris heich nifte shagulu umden ayachil. How could you be machal k'tores if it has to be made in the klishoris? The lab de Shmuel he. Tomorrow says no, it's no question. Because this question is only according to Shmuel, who holds that you have to make Torahs in the klishoris. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to make the Torahs in the klishoris, no question. It's only Kedusha Stamit. To whom more of the Shmaisin, as far as they kill them, also leaning pigeon. And he also holds that Legabe pigeon, you could be pulled at things that were left over. Hosiru Tmidim, Huva Babavli, Perakam de Shavuos. This sugi is brought in the Babli in the beginning of Shavuos. Behind him, Mishum Disnan Be'erachin, Ein Pochsin, Mishisha Tloyim, Amavukorim, Belishka Sakloyim. You always had to have six Tloyim in the Lishka to pick from them the Korban Atomic. So on the last day of the year, you had four left. And you couldn't use them the next day. Because the next day you had to buy from Truma Chadasha. This is from last year's. The two you used, one in the morning, one at night, right? Keves Echad Baboker. So you took from those six too. And then that's on the 29th day of Adar. You have now, for the first day of Nisan, four left from last year. So what do you do with those four? You can't bring them anymore as a korban for the next year, because they had to have been brought for the new truma. So what do you do with those four ksavim that were hektish for Ola, their Olas? What do you do with them? Kshemagia Rosh Chodesh Nisan, lo hayu makrivim shum korbanos tzibur mimolos ha-truma shal ishtake. Couldn't bring any korbanos that were brought from the last year's shkali. Shumas harishka, yishana. Behind the lahutzruchu letzibur lahakri b'shana shavra v'alsivu. So what do you do with them? Niftin tamimim. So Shmuel said you can be pulled to them and don't let them have a mum. And you can be pulled to them and then rebuy them from the new truma and bring them as an ola. Okay. Now the chora they're mamish kedusha saguv. How you pulled to them? Niftin tamimim lachshirim b'shana zu mechal nosam moschulin. You bring moschulin. You transfer the Kedusha from these four Ksavim onto the money. Now they're Chulin. And you buy them back with the new Truma and you bring them as Olas. The Olsen Amos, Yechul Amos Rat Truma, Yishama. The money goes to what's left over. The money's left over from Truma Yishama. Because that's what it is. This is monies of Truma Yishama. Sha'olsen Nehem Rikui Pachim Tzipuila Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. Gilea. What do you use that money for? The money left over from the Truma Yishana. You buy gold and you, overlay the floor and the walls of the Kodesh HaKadosh, like we learned before. The Kivin Shiyotzu L'Chulin, Chosin V'Lochin Osam Imos Truma HaKadosh. Now that they become Chulin, you buy them back, these animals, from the Truma HaKadosh, and you bring them as Tamidim. So they now are used for the same purpose they were, except yesterday they were bought from last year's Truma, and today they're bought from this year's Truma. And in between, they became chulin by being mechal them on other money that went now to Truma Yishan. The Yikru B'Shanazu. The Avagav Shein Behemis Kodesh Yochin Mischalelas Belamum. Even though a regular person's mafresh a korban, you can't be pulled to it unless it gets a mum. To the Kaimelon, me the im called Behemah Tmeya. The Omar Mar the Bali Mumin Shniftu Akasu B'Daber can only be pulled to Balmum because then it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf anymore. You can't bring it as a korban. So what remains? Kedushas Damim. So you can transfer the Kedushas Damim on something else. But however, Ilu shall Tzibur nifted, but the carbon Tzibur that was left over could be potent. Kino Farsh v'Ramishim, the lave based in Masna Leim, im Hutzruchu Hutzruchu, im Lav Yu Lid Mehem. Right? And the reason is, the Gemara says, because of lave based in Masna Leim. That when they were bought for the Tzibur, they were bought on condition. That if we'll need them, they have Kedushas Haguf, and if not, then there was never Kedusha Saguf on it. Right? So the Beis Din is it made a Tanai on it. It was bought on Tanai. It was mukdash on tonight. The imlav yulid meyam ubelog chulin eifshel ufdosa mimos truma chadosha shein hekdash mishkal hekdash. Without first having the mos chulin and transferring the money, you couldn't just take mos from the new truma and buy them again. You can't make hekdash something that's hekdash. So it was already hekdash. You can't make it a different hekdash. First you have to make it chulin, and then you can make it hekdash again from the truma chadosha. Niftim kipsuli amukdashim. So one second. That's what Shmuel says. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Niftim kipsuli amukdashim. No, you have to let them get a mum, and then you can be pulled at them. But you can't. What's it called? You can't be pulled at them when they're without a mum. Hosiru seirin. So that's if you left over kvasim that were supposed to be oldest. Okay, now you're using it mamish for what it was supposed to be used. You're buying it again and using it as a tumid. What if there were seirim left over? Chatas. Okay? Hosiru seirim. Sire chatos. Sheniknu mitrumas alishka shoshkanazu v'nisosu. Same thing. You had chatos at Sibur that were left over. They didn't use them. So now you can't use them in the coming year. So what do you do with them? Kigon seir shorosh chodesh adar sh'ovev edim v'nisa. You had the seir rosh chodesh chatos for adar and you lost it. And you made another one instead of it, and you found it after Nisan. So you can't bring it now anymore as a chatas. What do you do with it? Al daita de Shmuel im ola niftes lo koshke chatas. If an ola, right, can be nifte, okay? What's the kavach omer? Look inside. Im ola niftes afal gad de baola gam im hoyu roim at shidstav nami hoyu dame nothlin ketsam as beach shein ola. If you let it get a mum, and then you were pulled there, what would the money go for? Olos. So what's the big deal? Why should you be poda it to me and bring it as an ola? Let it get a mum and you'll bring from the money an ola. Anyway, you're going to end up bringing an ola. And still we say you could be poda it to me, right? And bring it an ola. Filu hachi shvarle the niftish lahakriv atzma kolshken chatas. Surely a chatas. That if you'd leave it get a mum and you'd be poda it, you couldn't bring from the money a chatas. You have to bring an ola, because that's what Psulei HaMikdashim goes to, right? Ketzam Izbeach, olas. Shim yenicheu lo sikrov chatas ala ketzam Izbeach, to who ola. Vadai desvirelei de niftei sakrivatma. So therefore, better to be poda it itself and use it for what it was originally intended for than to be poda it in a way that it's going to be used for something else. So that's a kol shekei. According to Shmuel, there's no shaila. If an ola, you're poda without a mum. Kolchkin chatas you pulled without a mum. Al daitin Rabbi Yochanan om Reb Zeira Yiru. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's it called? Reb Zeira says that over here Rabbi Yochanan will hold the same thing. You have to let it get a mum, even though you're going to use it for something different. It's going to become an ola. Takla. Om Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchok mekaitzim mezmezbeach. Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok, no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you use them mamish. You can be pulled it to mimin and use it for an ola. Kaitzim mezbeach. Can't use it for a chatas because there's no more chatas. Can use it for a ketsam izbeach. The kasha yesh chatas yekreva ola lemaisa, it's a chatas. How could you bring that carbon now for a different carbon for an ola? On Rabbi Yossi Shan Yahui she'en karbonos sibur nikboin lel b'shchita. No, it's a special din by karbonos sibur that when the tzibur is makdish something, it's only makdish if it's going to need it, right? But you could be mishan it up to the shchita. The masbir, that's only if the tzibur decides they need it for something else. But if you, what's it called, stam, the mashanet to a different carbon for no tzorech, there's a psul of shalosh shmo, even by carbon tzibur. This is only where, for some reason, you didn't want to use this for what it was supposed to be, the carbon tzibur, and you want to use it for a different thing. Then the tzibur is masna that you can change it up until the time you shecht it. Okay. That's what the first teretz is. No, it's not by every carbon tzibur. Every carbon tzibur, whatever was mufresh is mufresh, and you can't change it, even if there's a tzorech. But moser, anything left over, there, based in mega tnai, that if we'll need it, we'll use it for the thing that it is. If not, you could be poded. Never got kedusha saguf, you could be poded. Al das the Rabbi Yochanan yiru hasirim kemo ba'olos. He holds the same thing, just like the olos are yiru, right? Then the shirim are also, even though you're not going to use it for the same thing, tough luck. The ein mekaitzim begufa ela bedomav. You can't bring that as an ola. You can only wait till it gets a mum, be poded, bring the money as an ola. Shira the yumam yichu bedomav ola lekaitzim esbeach. Om Rav Shimon Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Mekaitzim begufa. Now, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could use the seir as an ola. The kasha yesh chatas krev ola comes out. You're changing completely. You're making a chatas into an ola. The kates ain't olas. She'ain korbanos sibor nikbo el b'shchita. No special din by korban sibor that it doesn't become kodesh kedusha saguf till you shecht it. Until you shecht it, you could change it for another korban. The kodem shchita tluyim va'omdim. Like we said over, that's only if there's a tzorich for the tzibur. But stam, a kohen, who made a mistake and made one carbon tzibur for the shame of something else, it's possible. It's not possible, but it's depends what carbon it is. But it has a din of a shalom lishma. Omar Rabchia, Tanai Bezin ala Moses. No, this doesn't apply to all carbon tzibur, only applies to carbon tzibur that are left over. Okay, afilu. Afilu. Where is it? A plige. Rishimber Yosef. Oh no, this is Mishnah Sevayo. Where's it? Back right here. Afilu Moshe Chato Shikruvu Olos. Avol Ikra Korban Einu Mishdana. That's what he argues. The Ikra Korban you can't change, but if it's left over, right? From the last year, then they made a tnai that if it's a leftover things, didn't get Kedusha Saguf, you could be poded. Okay.